السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. On behalf of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we present to you lesson number 2267 of our daily Nasiha and advice. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, we focus on the 12th of Rajab. An Ummi Jundubin radiallahu anha. She states, قَالَتْ رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ رَمَى جَمَرَةَ الْأَقَبَى مِنْ بَطْنِ الْوَادِ. I saw Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pelting the big jamara, the big shaitan, you know. بَطْنِ الْوَادِ means that from the one direction. So in that way there, you find that this happened Hajj time. And this was in the 10th year of the Hijrah, يوم النحر. So this was on the 10th. So the 10th you hit only the big shaitan. ثُمَّنْ صَرَفَ مُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ went away. No dua, because there's no dua then. وَتَبِعَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ مِّنْ خَثْأَمْ. One lady, she followed the Master alayhi salam. She belonged to the tribe of Khath'am. وَمَعَهَا صَبِيٌّ لَهَا. She had a baby boy, you know. Bihi bala, and there was a big sickness problem with him. What was the problem? La yatakallam, he couldn't speak. Faqalat ya Rasulullah, that lady from Khatham said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna hadha bani, that this is my son, wa baqiyat ahli, the remainder of my family have passed away. Wa inna bihi bala, this is the only son I have, but it's a big problem. La yatakallam, he doesn't speak. Now see, رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ مُصْطَفَى صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إِتُونِي that بِشَيْءٍ مِمَّا, bring some water here. All this is happening there in Mina. فَأُتِيَ بِمَا, water was brought. فَغَسَلَ يَدَيْهِ وَمَزْمَدَ فَاهُ. مُصْطَفَى صلى الله عليه وسلم washed his Mubarak hands and gargled the Mubarak mouth. ثُمَّ أَعْطَاهَا, and then the Master عليه السلام gave that water to that lady there. فَقَالَ إِسْقِهِ مِنْ, so give the baby from this water and this boy and this young person from this water to drink. And وَسُبِّي عَلَيْهِ مِنْهُ, and then you pour some of it on him. So he must drink and some you pour on him. وَاسْتَشْفِ اللَّهَ لَهُ, and you also beg Almighty Allah, Allah give him shifa and cure. قَالَتْ, then that Ummu Jundub says, radiallahu anha, فَغْلَقِيتُ الْمَرْأَةَ فَقُلْتُ, so I met this lady and I told her, لَوْ وَهَبْتِ لِي مِنْهُ, give me also something. فَقَالَتْ إِنَّمَا هُوَ لِهَذَا الْمُبْتَلَى, no, the water and that is for the baby, for this year, not for you, so I won't give it to you, meaning she didn't give it. قالت, she says, فَلَقِيتُ الْبَرْأَةَ مِنَ الْحَوْلِ, after 1 year or so, I met this lady. فَسَأَلْتُهَا عَنِ الْغُلَامِ, I asked, how's the baby feeling? Is it talking or what? فَقَالَتْ بَرَأَ, 100% cure. وَأَقَلَ, so intelligent, أَقَلًا لَيْسَ كَأُقُولِ النَّاسِ, now he got a supersonic memory, supersonic thinking, understanding. You called us the barakah and the blessings of the Master alayhi salatu salam, mu'jiza. So therefore, the elders, the pious, make dua for the children. Today we complain. But who makes sincere dua? Read, wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. O Almighty Allah, bring about piety, reform in my children, my progeny, and so forth. Insha'Allah, Allah will accept some of this dua. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah.